the International English Language Day observed annually. The primary theme for International English Language Day 2026 is celebrating a global connection. This annual observance was established by the United Nations to celebrate multilingualism and cultural diversity. In Arua City, some people have reacted on the significance of teaching and practicing English both in schools and homes. The head of English Language Department at Arua Hill Primary School, Shangai Ismail, shares her experience, acknowledging also the complexities of expression in English.
Most of our exams are set in English. It helps the learners to answer the questions and also express themselves outside, because not all Ugandans know the language. A Muganda can come to Arua and he may not know how to speak Lugbara, so English will help him or her to communicate it.
Christine Opinia, another English teacher, says times have changed, most learners now wanting to be forced to speak in English.
Speaking in English in schools is actually a tug of war. They will mostly want to zero down to their local languages and so on. And they have to be forced, much as there are others who can really practice. But when you don't encourage them, when you don't force them to use English as medium of communication in school setting, they use their local languages. It is actually worse in village schools, at least in the city setting.
The English teacher in Arua Montessori Primary School, Joy Allen, admits that reading still remains a major challenge despite promoting spoken English.
English language in Arua Montessori is a habit for everyone, right from nursery up to primary. Now, if you are to come to the school, the pupils are all able to speak English and they speak very well. They feel good. Actually, some who came to nursery who didn't know English, but because they saw their friends are all speaking English, they were able to catch up with their friends and they are very happy and playing. They also use English. We don't encounter much problems in English, but the part of reading when the child joins P1. But if the child is a continuing pupil from Montessori, doesn't have a lot of challenge in reading.
Some parents have ensured speaking English is a regular practice in their homes, but do not ignore promoting their mother tongue as well. They also spoke to Arua 1 FM about their experiences.
Martin Andama is my name. In my home, we say at least one day we are going to all speak in English. We want to see how these children we produce can actually communicate well in English. We feel proud when we all communicate in English. So you talk to me in Lugariti, I will not respond to you. Through that, we empower them to speak and also make them communicate well, express themselves well, within and outside.
I'm called Alessio Slavia. We always mix the language. Like, for instance, me at home, I always mix the language. I first speak in local language, then I change immediately to English, and the child always understands it faster. And where the child is schooling, they always comes home singing in English, and the child is always confident.
Those are some of the parents there.